Now, here we go again. You ready? Circumstances. Here we go. We're back on the same deal again. The circumstances of life. You know, I defined it last week. The stuff which gets in your way and prevents you from going there and doing that. Stuff like, well, sickness. Any of you sick? How about economic worries? Don't know where your next paycheck's coming from. How about rain, since you said it? or maybe it's your kids. Could be your spouse. If you're a truly spiritual person, it might be the Bible. Sometimes it could even be your pastor. You know, the circumstances, the stuff, throws up, blocks, gets in your way, keeps you from going there to do that. And the truth is that life is just full of circumstances. And a whole lot of the stuff, which we call circumstantial, does not seem to be good to us at all. Simply because taken by itself, it's not good. It's just stuff gets in your way, keeps you from going where you want to go, to do what it is that you want to do. It's not necessarily good in itself. But Paul, the great apostle, explained in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 28, that God uses all that junk, all that stuff in your life to bring good to you if you love him. Even the apostle Paul, who wrote Romans 8, 28, even the apostle who wrote those great words was plagued by circumstances. There was stuff in his life which hemmed him in too. I mean, we've already talked about some of the stuff as we've made our way through our study of the book of Acts. There was way back, remember, that argument between Paul and Barnabas over John Mark. The argument was simply not good. But God used it and brought good from it, for out of it two evangelistic teams arose. God took the bad stuff and used it to bring out good. How about Paul's desire to go into Asia? Scripture tells us that Paul wanted with all of his heart to go into Asia and to preach the word of God there. But circumstances, stuff, kept him from doing that. We don't even know what the circumstances and the stuff were. It just was in the way. And then God called Paul to Greece instead of Asia. And in Greece, Paul met that woman whose name was Lydia, who came from the city of Thyatira, which is in Asia, and she accepted the gospel. Out of the stuff, God brought good. Now, like each of us, Paul struggled with the circumstances of life. And through that struggle, he learned the great truth. God works through it all to bring good to those who love him. Paul learned that despite life's stuff, you can trust God, folks, because God is forever faithful. We've been singing about it all morning. God is faithful. But, and you may not like this one, it's going to appear on the screen any minute. Life's stuff never stops. Consider the passage of Scripture which Steve set before you this morning. Paul was still in Philippi. One day he was going to the place of prayer to talk to people. And as he went, he encountered a woman. She was a slave, and she made lots of money for her owners by telling people's fortunes. So she was a fortune teller. Word of warning, stay away from them. Now, she had this ability, the scripture says, because she was possessed by an evil spirit. It's interesting because the phrase in the Greek text is actually a technical one, and it says that she was possessed by a python spirit, by the spirit of a snake, an evil spirit. And it controlled her. It gave her the ability that she had to tell fortunes. That Paul ran into this particular woman who was possessed by this snake spirit is, folks, life's stuff. For she followed Paul around the city of Philippi for days, constantly yelling out, "These men are servants of the Most High God who are telling you how to be saved." And you want to know what? That was true. That is exactly who Paul and his followers were. And it is exactly what they were doing. They were telling people how to be saved. The evil spirit which controlled the woman was speaking the truth. Now, a couple lessons up front here. Lesson number one, evil spirits are real. Evil spirits are real. Lesson number two, Satan, the father of lies, puts evil spirits in people to control them so that they may influence others. And lesson number three, evil spirits can recognize and tell the truth, but they don't always do it. Bottom line here, be careful of evil spirits. Now, this is all circumstantial. The woman was following Paul around Philippi and shouting out the truth. But the circumstances were hemming Paul in. I used to struggle with this one. She's testifying the truth. What's the problem? And then it hit me one day, right there. I mean, come on. Do you really want a woman who is possessed of a snake spirit, and everybody knows it, walking around testifying to who you are, even if she's telling the truth? Do you? And if indeed you are trying to talk to somebody about Jesus Christ, do you want a possessed woman standing next to you yelling, "These men are from the Most High God trying to tell people how to be saved"? Over and over and over again. Do you want that? Really? See, it was circumstantial, but it was hemming Paul in. And eventually, Paul reached the end of his rope with that woman. Now, that happens to you too, right? Okay. There are moments when you come to the end of your rope, right? When you've had it. I see the agreement. Yes. Okay, now listen to me. So Paul cast the python spirit out of the woman. He set her free. No chains on her. The slave woman was set free from the spirit which dominated her. He set her free. And she stopped yelling out. She was free. Paul had done a good thing. He set the woman free. But I'm going to tell you the truth now. Sometimes when you do a good thing, all hell breaks loose. See, when the evil spirit left her, she lost her ability to tell fortunes. Her owners were upset because she lost her economic value to them. See, to them, the only thing that mattered here was money. They were not concerned about that woman. They did not care a bit that she was possessed of an evil spirit. All they wanted was the money that she could bring them. Lesson number 3, no one can serve two masters. You cannot serve God and money. It's Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. They are the very words of Jesus. The point is that when your concern about money becomes your primary concern, your priorities are out of whack. And you don't need to get angry with me about it. You have my permission to take it to the top. Take it to the boss. He said it. So the woman's owner, the woman's owners, it's plural, drug Paul and his buddies into court. Paul and Silas were publicly beaten and thrown into prison. Now you talk about circumstances that hem you in. Prison is certainly one of them. It definitely keeps you going from where you want to go to do what you want to do. They were locked up in jail. I mean, think of it. They were put in jail because they had done a good thing. They set the woman free. Free from the evil forces which controlled her. Now catch this, because this is the fun part. I saved it. I didn't let Steve read it to you. But that night, as they were there in jail, hemmed in by the circumstances and the stuff of life, they were praying and singing hymns to God. That's not the way we usually handle it, is it? When the stuff of life gets us hemmed in and we can't go there and do what we want to do, what we normally do is grumble and complain. Sometimes we just get overwhelmed with anger because we can't go there and do what we want to do when we want to go there and do it. And sometimes we push and shove to go where we want to go in order to do what we want to do, don't we? But Paul and Silas, when they were hemmed in, literally locked in jail with their feet in the stocks, when they couldn't go anywhere, do anything they wanted to do, they sang hymns to God. Locked up. Chains on their ankles, totally consumed and hemmed in by the stuff, they prayed and sang hymns. You ready for the next lesson? When you are hemmed in by life stuff, instead of grumbling and complaining and pushing and shoving and losing your temper, pray and sing hymns to God. Pray and sing hymns to... Did I say it again? Pray and sing hymns to God. Now, as they prayed and sang hymns, there was a great earthquake. The earthquake was so strong that it shook the prison and unlocked the doors, and the chains on their ankles opened up and fell off. You know why? Because God is forever faithful. God is forever faithful. He set them free from the stuff which bound them. God, who is forever faithful, set them free. Now you see it, right? life's stuff had hemmed them in. And life's stuff hems us in too. But you don't have to worry. Trust God. He is forever faithful. And in His time, He will set you free.